Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Dirtbags, great to have you back with us for another week. Hopefully you've had a dirty week wherever you are out there listening to us as a player, a parent, a coach, or just a fan of this great game. So, obviously, lots to talk about again this week. We're into June, and we had the London series over the weekend. A couple of good games there. Great exposure for the MLB baseball as a whole. Continuing that global awareness. This time it happens to be for Europe, so we'll talk a little bit about that. On tonight's show, we're going to talk about how the teams are trending, what we're seeing at this point in time with the big boys, if you want to call them the big boys, and some big boys that just aren't getting the job done, quite frankly, at this point in time. Obviously, still half a season left to go, but certainly some things that are popping up around, and we're getting lots of comments in from you as Dirtbags, thoughts and opinions, so we greatly appreciate that feedback and input and passion for the game of baseball, for sure. And then, you know, we'll talk about maybe some potential trades. We've been doing that the last few weeks. Is it a good time to pull the trigger? Is it early to pull the trigger? Just thoughts and opinions on some teams that obviously, you know, maybe need to make a move or two, both on the playoff teams, if you want to call them that at this point in time, as well as those teams that just haven't caught traction as well. So we'll cover it all. So, and of course, your curtain call questions, we thank you for sending them in to us. You know where to do that. That's on Instagram or Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Reach out to us with your questions. If you have training questions, obviously Nolan and I are happy to answer them, whether it's pitching, catching, hitting, and so forth. That's what it's all about. It's about sharing this great game and spreading the message. I'm going to be having a big talk tonight with our team over here in Europe. We're back from the Euro Cup from last week in Valencia, Spain. We got some stuff to really go over because it's physically they're there. Mentally, they're just not there. And we saw it last week. And we should. It's a young team, but if we can put some input, maybe helps you out as a player, a parent, a coach to move forward in your baseball journey, that's what it's all about as well. So you know what, Dirtbags? We're excited about it. So settle in, get your favorite drink, favorite chair, however you like to listen to us, wherever you like to listen to us, because lots to talk about from the good to the bad and everything else, as we always do. So settle in. We're going to be right back here in a second to get after it.
So I just went to Kohl's to shop their first ever customer appreciation event. And now I'm here to spill the details. Because I'm a Kohl's cardholder, I got an extra 30% off. Or if you're a rewards member, you get 20% off. Even non-members can save with 15% off. And as an added bonus, Kohl's also has great prices on Father's Day gifts. Like top activewear, Sephora cologne, grilling gear, and more. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss out. Hurry to Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. Offers end June 16th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Have you noticed the hype around retinol lately? It's all over my social media. But did you know you can get retinol in a body wash? Amazing, right? Olay Retinol Body Wash is packed with moisturizing vitamin B3 complex plus retinol to transform dry skin to visibly renewed in just 14 days. Try it the next time you shower and see the difference for yourself with Olay Retinol Body Wash for visibly renewed skin in just 14 days. And try Olay Retinol 24 Body Lotion.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Here at Total Wine & More, our amazing selection means you'll always
love what you find.
Dad, what are you doing here?
Just getting a sneak peek at my Father's Day gifts.
Well, I was thinking of getting you this Barrel Select bourbon.
That's a really nice bottle.
And Total Wine has it at the totally lowest price.
Wow.
You always were my favorite.
Thanks, Dad.
Talking to the bourbon, sweetie.
Find what you love, love what you find. Like the perfect gift for Dad at the perfect price. Only at Total Wine & More.
And drink responsibly. B21.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, there, Beggs. Time to get up, get after it, get dirty. Nolan, where do you want to roll?
Yeah, let's start out with, obviously, Gerrit Cole's looking pretty good. Pitched into the fifth inning in his second rehab start. So it sounds like he'll be back sometime within the next couple of weeks. Right now, if everything kind of goes according to plan, it sounds like he's going to do a third rehab start. They're going to try and stretch him up to closer to 6 innings and over 90 pitches. And then he'll be back with the Yankees. So that's obviously big news.
No question about it, man. We talked about it all the time, right? And the Yankees are still rolling. They got things moving along. And I can just imagine, obviously, last year's Cy Young coming back. He's going to know what to do and how to get it done and settle in and just keep that, what looks like a big freight train rolling. Lost Soto there last week a little bit, but never missed a beat. Mr. Judge, of course, what's he up to? 25, tearing the cover off the ball. Unbelievable what's going on there. So that's a massive, massive boost to the Yankees.
Then obviously this past weekend, you had the London series. I'd say it lived up to the hype. Bryce Harper, obviously one of the biggest superstars in baseball. He hits his home run, does his soccer slide on the field after hitting the home run. Of course, it's turf field over there, so it's a little bit easier. But yeah, he did like the goal celebration where a player will slide on both knees into the corner right before he got into the dugout. I thought that was a pretty sweet celebration, honestly.
That was a fantastic celebration. Loved it. And you see Robbie Thompson as he almost slid right in front of Robbie Thompson. He just kept the head down looking at the lineup card and then just gave him the little high five on the way by, man. The guys loved it. They were rolling. I got a few players that I'm working with over here. They were over there with the top 80 European amateur players that got invited by MLB to spend a week playing and training and then got to see that game. They were going wild. They loved it. Most of them, it was the first live game they ever saw. So it was like, you know, a year ago when you and Braden and I were talking about the WBC, right? It's celebrating the game of baseball. Whether for people that have seen it live or haven't seen it live, educating them as little as a weekend will allow about what these guys are capable of, but how they play it. Fantastic to see it, man. I loved it when I saw it. And two great games at the end of the day. Two great games.
Then some Blue Jays notes. Obviously, Alek Manoah came back up, was looking pretty good in his short stint with the Toronto Blue Jays this year. He's undergoing Tommy John surgery, so he'll be done for the year. And then the Blue Jays also DFA'd longtime second base, third baseman Kevin Biggio. Played 6 years with the team, and basically it just got to the point where, I mean, everybody kind of got sick of Kevin Biggio up here in Toronto. Like, unfortunately, he just never lived up to the billing. Not much else to say about the guy. Hopefully he can bounce around and pick it up with a different team.
Yeah, for sure. He was the first of the Biggio, Bichette, and Guerrero players to come up with the Blue Jays, and got off to a really good start. Settled in, was looking good. But again, it's all about playing time, right? And in order to get playing time, you got to be consistent. You got to be able to hit the ball. And he struggled with it. Wasn't easy. You know, you got a dad as a Hall of Famer or whatever. Nobody's going to admit that type of pressure or added pressure and stuff like that. But again, like we always say, Nolan and Dirtbags, we're human beings, right? We're human beings. So it's inevitable that you're going to be thinking about that stuff. But again, just the bottom line of trying to stay up in the major leagues. That's how hard it can be. So yeah, I mean, a fresh look, fresh team. Who knows, man? The guy can play everywhere. He's a utility guy, so he's going to be all right yet, I think, somewhere.
And then just two more side notes from the Toronto Blue Jays side. Obviously, this past weekend, they were playing the Oakland Athletics. Chris Bassett. Now, this is something that I thought was actually pretty cool. Obviously, Chris Bassett used to play for the Oakland Athletics, played a few seasons over there before getting traded up to the New York Mets. In his start there, obviously it's the final start that he'll ever have at the Oakland Coliseum. He took dirt off the mound after the start and even said, he's like, I want to celebrate this moment. He's like, I love pitching here. I love doing all this stuff. This could be my final time ever pitching on the Oakland Coliseum's field. Yeah, I'll be taking some dirt with me. And then during that same series, I don't even know what the heck happened on this. Like, this one made no sense. But one of the players on Toronto, I can't remember who was up to bat at that particular time. They had a pop fly up towards the Blue Jays dugout. And, like, Tyler Soderstrom, the first baseman, he's chugging full speed over towards the Blue Jays dugout. All of a sudden, Yusei Kikuchi, trying to avoid a pop fly, runs out onto the field instead of just staying in the dugout and makes, like, absolutely trucked Tyler Soderstrom. Neither of them saw each other coming, right? Kikuchi just ran with his head down, and Soderstrom's looking up at the ball, and all of a sudden, boom, Kikuchi just lands a shoulder into him. Batter's obviously called out because the ball landed like a foot beside Soderstrom. But it was like, well, I've never seen that happen in a major league game where a player leaves the clubhouse and, like, trucks the first baseman. Like, he landed like a hockey hit right in the middle of the guy's chest and just dropped him. I was like, what the hell? This is the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Obviously, the Las Vegas Raiders aren't in Oakland anymore or whatever and that, but maybe getting a football contract out of that one. Yeah, I've never seen that one either, Nolan. That's something, I guess, down the road they're going to laugh about when the time comes or whatever. But, man, when it happened, I'm sure Soderstrom's thinking, what just happened? Are you kidding me? And obviously nobody intentionally means to do something like that. But that's why you watch every game, right? You never know what can happen in a baseball game.
Yeah. And then so here's one for you, Kirk, all right? Bryce Harper. I don't know if you saw his comments there the other day. But Bryce Harper said, I want to play in the Olympics. He's like, the World Baseball Classic, yeah, it's great, reaches good audience, but the Olympics reaches worldwide audience. He's like, I want the MLB players to be playing in the World playing in the Olympics. Apparently there's rumors that this is heating up at the fact that in the 2028 Olympics, there could be MLB players playing. Don't know how they're going to work it. Same as, I guess, how the NHL used to work it back in the day when they shut down for, 3 weeks or something like that to allow the players to all go over there and play in the Olympics while it coincided with the All-Star game and everything like that. I think it's, hey, I'm all in favor of it. I hope the MLB players get to play in the Olympics, but I don't know.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm 100% in favor of it, Nolan. I'm right there with you because we saw the impact of the WBC and what it meant for the game. But I've been saying that over here, even in Europe and that, talking about it. And make no mistake about it, 2028 is on USA soil and stuff like that. NBC, probably the biggest TV running the Olympics as well. A lot of money involved in it and stuff like that. Whether baseball stays in the Olympics after 2028 or not, that's another story. But for baseball, for MLB, I'm thinking they're going to make that happen, especially when it's on American soil, the Olympics in 2028. I think they'll do the hoopla. They'll do the good talk, the bad talk. As we always say, right, sometimes bad press is the best press you can have. So the players are going to negotiate with the owners and vice versa and everything else that goes along with it. But I can imagine that's going to happen. And you know what? Manfred's kind of hinted that he's got, what, a couple years, 3 years. He never put in a timeline. I could see that being a walk away from the commissioner role after 2028, after making that happen for baseball. That's kind of his, would be kind of his legacy, if you want to say. Thoughts?
No, I agree wholeheartedly. Like, I think that it would be the perfect thing to do, and especially since you're putting it on, like you said, American soil. You don't want minor leaguers and non-affiliated players playing in the Olympics on that highest level in America. You want the MLB guys showing up when it's in Los Angeles. That's my thoughts. But anyways, Dirtbags, we'll be right back here after the break.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, where are you going to go now? What's on the radar?
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously during the first segment, we were kind of talking about some Blue Jays-related things there. As of this moment, it appears that Kevin Biggio has just been traded to the Los Angeles Dodgers for minor leaguer Braden Fisher. Braden Fisher is a fourth-round pick back in 2018, 23 years old, 2-1 record, 5.68 ERA, 30 strikeouts across two minor league levels this season. Don't believe he's rated amongst the top 30 in the Los Angeles Dodgers farm system. So, I mean, basically just Blue Jays clearing house to just get rid of some contract.
Okay, let's stay on that. You talked about Alex Manoah going down with the Tommy John. Obviously, Mr. Guerrero Jr. might be the hottest hitter in the American League over the last couple of weeks. He's got, the average up to around 298 right now. What are you thinking? I know we've been talking about that the last few weeks. Is there teams out there that need Vladimir Guerrero? Is there teams right now that want to give up what the Blue Jays would be probably expecting for Vladimir Guerrero? Are we waiting another month and a half? Or do the Jays just do what Ross Atkins has been saying and saying Guerrero and Bichette aren't on the board?
No, that's just it, man. Like, I'm hoping Ross... I think at this point, if someone were to try and trade for Vladdy, I think that they got to offer head and shoulders above what the Jays are kind of expecting to get in return, right? Like, I think it's almost like the San Diego Padres coming through with the offer there a couple years ago for Juan Soto. Like, I think it just needs to knock their socks off in order to trade Vladdy. And if I'm Ross Atkins, I'm going to stand by the stance of, hey, listen, I'm not trading him. But behind the scenes, I'm making phone calls with every team basically saying, hey, listen, Vlad and Bichette are both available for trade. You guys have, I don't know, 3 weeks, let's say, until the All-Star game, basically, to put in a trade offer, and we kind of see where we go from there. But like I said, though, in the past couple episodes, like, what the Jays should have done, right? They should have fired John Schneider back at the start of May or even middle of May, right? You fire Schneider, you give your guys a month and a half, basically, right up until July 1st, to kind of see, all right, this is the landscape of it. This is where we are. If the guys can figure it out, if they can do a rally cry and a la the Philadelphia Phillies of a couple years ago with Robbie Thompson there, like, just see if the boys can rebound. Because I think the pitching staff, obviously, for the Toronto Blue Jays speaks for itself. Like, they're going to keep you in games most nights. It's a great, great starting rotation, especially the way that Kikuchi's pitching this year. Like, it's a good enough team that if the offense could have figured it out consistently this year, that they would still be in a great spot standings-wise. And don't get me wrong, like, they're not mathematically out of it. But, like, you're looking up at the Yankees, who are 14 games up. You're looking up at the Orioles, who are 11.5 up on the Jays. Like, right now, they're fighting for that second wild card spot. But, yeah, they're in a cluster of Boston, Minnesota, Detroit, Texas, Houston. And Houston, even the way that they've been playing, they've really picked it up. So, I mean, you're in a battle right now. So there's going to be teams that are coming calling. But if I'm the Blue Jays, obviously I'm trying to get him out of the AL and I'm trying to get him into the NL if I am trading Vladdy.
Yeah, I agree with you and stuff like that. But, you know, I look at a couple of teams out in the AL West. Seattle needs offense. They've got outstanding pitching, obviously. A lot like the Jays, if you want to, or whatever, and stuff like that. Just fantastic, no offense. But you just mentioned the Houston Astros as well. And I don't know if they've got people to make that move, but Jose Abreu, unfortunately, that just hasn't been working out. He's back up there now. He's still not locking it in and doing it. Doesn't mean, like you said, maybe give him another month and see if they continue to grow or whatever and stuff like that or not. Could be a move there as well. I mean, obviously, like you said, you'd prefer him to go over to the National League and not come back and haunt you for X amount of years or whatever and stuff like that. But there's a couple of teams out there in the AL West that they need a guy like Vladimir Guerrero. They need offense. They need to solidify it. I don't know what they have to trade back for the Jays. What would the Jays need for a Vladimir Guerrero?
So here's the thing, right? Right now, the Jays got Spencer Horwitz playing second base. Spencer Horwitz was their top first base prospect. He was one of the top prospects in the Jays organization. He's currently playing second base for them. So if you trade Vladdy, obviously you move Horwitz back over to first base. So you need automatically either a second baseman or a shortstop, depending on kind of how you want to go about it. Like if I'm Seattle, if I'm trading for a player, I'm trading for Bo Bichette. I'm not trading for Vladimir Guerrero Jr. because Seattle's biggest need, don't get me wrong, obviously it's offense and offense in general, but it is that second base hole that they need to fill. Like Seattle still has players that are capable of doing damage at first base, whether it be Ty France or even a Mitch Haniger when he's playing there every once in a while. Like they have some options. Yes, they just need offense in general, but Bo Bichette just getting out there, I think that would make a perfect move because obviously you have J.P. Crawford at shortstop. I think the Bo could come in there and slide in and provide some good offense to him. Not necessarily going to provide the power numbers. I mean, he has ran up a couple of 20 home run seasons throughout his career, so it is still possible that he's going to be a 20 home run guy if he goes out there. But yeah, I mean, I'm looking at it like the Jays need a good frontline young starter, and they'll need a good solid outfielder in return. Because obviously you got some guys like Ernie Clement, Davis Schneider, even George Springer's long in the legs, but there's three guys there that are basically filling in at left field, and they're doing a good job, but they can all play second base. Well, outside of Springer. Springer's just purely an outfielder. But still, in my opinion, you need a good, solid young outfielder, and you need a good, solid pitcher back in return.
Well, the Toronto Blue Jays definitely got to be thinking about trading him because he played at third base the other day. No team's taking him as a third baseman, but they're obviously trying to show a bit of versatility. Let me throw a scenario to you that crazy may be throwing it out there. I don't know, dirtbags, but supposedly the Chicago White Sox or even have Luis Robert being offered right now. Andrew Vaughn is not having a great season with him or whatever and stuff like that, but you also got Crochet that could possibly be out there. And the Blue Jays, I almost talk with them. I almost talk with them. Now, obviously, you got to throw more than Guerrero Jr. in on something like that if you were able to swing Robert and Crochet. But, man, when I think about it, it's almost like back in 1989 or 90, whatever it was now, when they traded Fred McGriff, Tony Fernandez for Roberto Alomar and Joe Carter, that type of a trade. I mean, Robert, to me, obviously a better player than Guerrero right now because he's more versatile, I would think. They've got pretty good defense in the outfield, but it's not great overall. And the way Crochet's pitching, I don't know, man. But I think there's enough depth there. I don't know. I pick up a phone. I would assume everybody else is going to be picking up the phone, too, for Luis Robert and seeing if the White Sox are interested in maybe a Crochet or somebody else as well. But do you think there's even a possibility of something like that?
See, I think Luis is the biggest anomaly out there for the trade deadline this year. He's obviously supremely talented, having posted 30 home runs there just last year. But, like, same thing year after year. I mean, he's your – I'm not going to say necessarily your Tyler Glasnow from the offensive standpoint because Tyler Glasnow obviously is he's a Cy Young caliber player. I get Luis Robert's an MVP caliber player, but he hasn't actually posted MVP numbers, right? So – I don't know, like, it's tough because Luis, he's always injured, right? That's kind of the comp that I'm making. And, like, even this year, he spent plenty of time on the injury list, so it's going to be interesting to see kind of what teams do. But, like, if I'm offering Vladdy for Robert and Garrett Crochet, like, if that's where it's kicking off, I'm not offering anything more if I'm the Jays. Like, I'll kick in a couple lower-level prospects. But if I'm Chicago, I'm not trading for Vladdy just because, like, you're going to get a year and a half out of Vladdy, and they're not going to be a competitive team within the next year and a half if I'm the Chicago White Sox, right? So it's a move to me that doesn't make a lot of sense, but that being said, I'm sure the Jays could figure out something. I don't know. To me, a team that makes a lot of sense for him going anywhere, right, would be the would actually be the Minnesota Twins. I think the Twins could put together a good package, and they need a good solid first baseman for obviously a little bit longer service time than what they're currently running out for their first base situation. Like, he'd actually lament the first base. He'd keep them competitive in the AL Central. Heck, he might even put them over the Kansas City Royals in the AL Central. But yeah, I mean, that's the team that makes the most sense to me, is the Minnesota Twins.
Yeah, that's a good call. I mean, it gets interesting for sure. You got Pete Alonso or whatever, and we only got a minute left in this segment. But, you know, what do the Mets do with Pete Alonso?
I mean, they got to trade him. They got to. At this point in time, they're not competing in the NL East. They're still mathematically in the NL Wild Card, but they're not a serious NL Wild Card threat. Yeah, to me, I mean, I'm same thing. I'm trying to trade him. Obviously, the Chicago White Sox, they got a couple of guys there. Paul DeJong, he's a guy that should be traded. He's having a fantastic bounce back year again. Yeah, I don't know. Like, Pete Alonso, he's not going to fetch a heavy price because he's going to be a free agent at the end of the year. But Cohen better have something worked out behind the scenes to say, hey, listen, here's your offer on the table for when you become a free agent. But yeah, Dirtbags, we'll be right back here to take your curtain call questions.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Because now at Staples, you can save up to $50 on your print purchase. From posters and flyers to signs and menus, Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. And with Staples Print Perfect Guarantee, it's done right or it's printed again free. Plus, same-day service is available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. Get it printed right at Staples. And now get up to $50 off your print purchase. And 7-6, visit staples.com/print for details.
Score free gifts for the greatest dad this Father's Day at Lowe's. Get a free select Craftsman tool with purchase of a select V20 battery 2-pack up to a $99 value. Plus, shop Buy More, Save More deals on select portable tool storage from Craftsman, Klein, and Flex. Visit us in-store or online for more deals you can't beat. Because Lowe's knows dads, Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 6/16 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
What seems to be the problem?
Doctor, thank goodness. My husband found out Cricket Wireless has 5G plans starting at $15 a month, and his jaw just dropped.
Oh. Did he hear about Cricket's blazing fast 5G?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
What about their reliable nationwide coverage?
Yes, that too.
Uh-huh. I see. Unfortunately, there's no cure.
Aww.
But you will have really fast 5G.
Get jaw-droppingly fast 5G for $15 a month. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Video may be limited to SD. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. Subject to change. See store for details.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not a rate based on Terry who keeps and makes the car behind them. Oh no, they're about to... Save with DriveWise in the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Father's Day is this Sunday, so now's the time to save on the perfect gift at Macy's Father's Day sale. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take 25% off great gift ideas. Or shop Father's Day specials, like 50 to 60% off designer suits, blazers, and pants. And 40% off belts, wallets, and travel accessories. Plus, find watches from Citizen, Bulova, Seiko, and more. Give love today at Macy's Father's Day sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of TVC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
Welcome back, Dirt Bags. Time for the curtain call questions, Nolly. So here we go. Atlanta Braves fans getting a little bit nervous, Nolly, not liking what they've seen since Mr. Acuña Jr. has been out of the lineup. What's happening with them right now? I wouldn't think it's pressure. They've been there before. I know Ozzie Albies, since he's been back off the IL last month or whatever and that, he just hasn't been doing anything. And pitching is still pretty solid, not outstanding, but pretty solid. What do you see happening? What do you see for our Braves fans?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's a weird team. I don't think. Here's the thing. If you're the Atlanta Braves, I don't think you got to worry about the Philadelphia Phillies, which I think is what a lot of their players are doing. They've gotten accustomed to winning the NL East and being right up there over the past couple of years, obviously. To me, though, like if I'm the Braves, right? And now I'm not saying that they need a managerial change, because obviously I think that that's a stretch at this point in time. I think they just need a good clubhouse locker room meeting and just saying, hey, boys, listen, Ronald's done. He's not coming back. We got to fire up the engines again, because it is still a very potent lineup. No one's doubting that. Like, it is a very solid, put-together team. Matt Olson, unfortunately, is having a down year compared to the couple of years so far that he spent with the Atlanta Braves. But I don't know, man. Like, I'm looking at it, and I think they just need to, like I said, just have a clubhouse locker room meeting of all the players, get everybody on the same page, and just say, hey, boys, Ronnie's not coming back. We got to wake up and carry the sticks.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think it's as simple as that as well. They're just, this time around, it just seems like they're struggling with the adversity of it instead of just understanding who they are as players and stuff like that. Obviously, lots of season left, like we talked about or whatever, but it's definitely something that you don't expect out of the Atlanta Braves. Even if you're not a Braves fan or whatever and that, you're just so used to seeing them there. And I agree with you, man. Like, Snicker's not going anywhere or whatever. That's not the issue or whatever. I think it's just getting people. And you know what? Maybe there's players that are more banged up too, and just working through that time of the year as well, where they got a few extra bumps and bruises that they're not used to, and trying to get healthy again and get it righted. But Braves fans, don't panic at all. I mean, Nolan and I you're good. You're good to go. Like you said, don't focus on the Phillies. Focus on yourselves. Things will take care of itself. Pittsburgh Pirate fans, Nolan, doing a little bit of ripping on you. But they also want to know what your opinion is of Mr. Skeens going in there. He gets the win 2-1 last night. Gets the standing O in Busch Stadium. You okay with that?
I mean, with the way he pitched last night, absolutely. Like, the Cardinals are a dog. They're a dog-ass team. There's no two ways about it. They are a horrible team. When you get to see a guy like Paul Skeens, I mean, and yesterday, like, oh my goodness, I was watching that game. Holy. I was ripping on Paul Skeens after his first couple of starts up in the major leagues, just saying, hey, listen, I still think Jared Jones is the guy to watch. After watching last night, the sheer dominance that he put on, sure, he makes a couple of mistakes in a few counts where you're kind of like, all right, he's a young pitcher. I don't know if him and Grandel were on the same page as on a couple of these calls that they were making. But, I mean, 6 1/3 shutout innings, that's his longest of his career. I think 104 pitches or something like that, longest of his career. 8 strikeouts. Like, the guy's just got great stuff. And, I mean, obviously it was working last night. And the Cardinals fans, they do that, right? They just always will celebrate good baseball, whether it's on their own team or whether it's on an opposing team. If they see good quality baseball, they're going to give the guy a standing ovation. Paul Skeens yesterday, he shoved. He deserved a standing ovation, even though it was in an opposing stadium, which is very unusual to say. Like, obviously, you go into Philly, you go into New York Yankees. Like, you're not going to get that standing ovation from an opposing team, usually, unless it's a perfect game or something like that. But this is just one of those situations where that's what St. Louis Cardinals fans do, because, heck, they can't clap at their own team.
Well, they know good baseball, right? That, like you said, and true fans like the dirtbags out there listening, we know it, right? Sometimes you just got to respect the team you're playing, respect the other teams, respect the players, whoever it is, whether they're on your team or they're not, because good baseball is good baseball. Good pitching is good pitching. Good hitting is good hitting. And that was a prime example of it last night. I mean, absolutely. You get to see a great guy come in there, first road game in Cardinals Stadium or Busch Stadium, obviously, but and looks like a seasoned veteran, man. Yeah. They're struggling a little bit offensively and stuff like that. Obviously all season, things like that. They haven't hit in any kind of a groove or stride, but at the end of the day, you shoved, dude, you shoved. So teams that are really starting to look like high end playoff teams, Dodgers, Cleveland, Yankees, Orioles, Phillies, Milwaukee, I wouldn't put there yet. The West and the AL, there's nobody really there yet. We talked about it earlier in the show. What teams out of there are really looking like they're going to be in the division championship, if not the World Series, for you, Nolan?
Obviously I'm sticking with Philadelphia for the National League. I think, to me, they're just the best team coming out of the National League right now. Like, I'm looking at their starting rotation. Ranger Suarez hand, obviously, has to be healthy. I mean, he took that line drive in the Cardinals series there last week, so that kind of set him back. But, like, I'm looking at that Phillies rotation, and that goes up against anybody's rotation. Dodgers, I'm still not 100% sure on their rotation, just because Yamamoto obviously has never pitched in the major league, so I don't know what his innings limit actually is. Like, I don't know if they're going to MLB rookie him or if they're going to stretch him out and let him go close to that 200 innings plus playoffs. Like, I'm looking at a Steven Strasburg type situation there. When Steven Strasburg was a rookie, Washington obviously was very much in the hunt. Then they had to sit him down, and the Nationals end up missing the playoffs altogether, I believe, his rookie year. Like, that's kind of my thing. Tyler Glass now, I mean, I'm still not sold that he's going to be healthy for all 33 starts plus playoffs and all that stuff. I get that they have obviously lots of options, especially guys coming back midseason, Clayton Kershaw, case in point. I don't know. Obviously, the Dodgers offense right now, the big four looks, well, I guess you could throw Teoscar Hernandez in there and say the big five looked fantastic, of Mookie, Shohei, Freddie, Will Smith, and Teoscar Hernandez. Like, they're all just doing exactly what they should be doing. But I still think that they're missing another outfield piece that could really hammer it home to the point where they are clear NL favorites. American League, I mean, shit, you got to say the Yankees. Did not have them as my bingo card AL favorite coming into the year, but the way that they're playing right now, there's no one stopping them.
Yeah, no question. Clayton Kershaw coming back for the Dodgers, Gerrit Cole coming back for the Yankees. Obviously, the value to their teams alone for those two guys coming back is priceless. Who do you feel really ends up making a bigger impact long-term going into the playoffs if they continue where they are? Cole, Kershaw, pretty close, not close.
No, I have Kershaw. Honestly, I have Kershaw.
Really?
Because Kershaw, really? Kershaw outside of the Cardinals, and this is crazy for me to say this, Kershaw really outside of the Cardinals, every year he'll maybe have one bad playoff start. But overall, he's given you solid, solid quality starts. I mean, last year, the Arizona Diamondbacks series, sure, I get it. He got thumped in the first inning. No two ways about it. Got absolutely thumped. but I'm still taking Clayton Kershaw's body of work in the playoffs. I still think he's going to be good. Gerrit Cole, like, here's kind of my comp, right? Gerrit Cole, you already know he's going to come back and he's going to shove in the playoff, right? But Clayton Kershaw, with how many young guys, how many inexperienced playoff guys that the Dodgers have, that's why I'm saying Clayton Kershaw, to me, is the more value. Because Clayton Kershaw has pitched on those stages, right? He can actually help these younger guys. Where the Yankees, what does Gerrit Cole need to say to Marcus Stroman and Carlos Rodon and Nestor Cortez? Nothing, right? He just needs to be the ace of that staff. So that's why I'm saying, I think, in my opinion, Clayton Kershaw will carry bigger weight, not necessarily for his on-field, but for his off-the-field stuff that he can do with the younger pitchers and kind of teach them how to be a starting pitcher in the playoffs.
A good call. It's a good call because Cole hasn't looked great in the playoffs either. No. I mean, he hasn't looked like so in the playoffs either. So that's why they're very comparable and stuff like that for sure. Cleveland. One, what do you see Cleveland have to do to be super competitive in the playoffs? And two, what do you think they have to do to, let's say, the Kansas City Royals keep rolling? I mean, obviously, they're taking a beating from the Yankees. They're playing them. They're getting a little bit of reality test right now. But let's just say they stay status quo, those two teams, going out the rest of the year or whatever. What has to happen for Cleveland to keep control? I mean, don't forget there's Minnesota. I get that. But let's just say Kansas City, Cleveland, and then Cleveland, if they get through to go into the playoffs.
Cleveland, I mean, as much as Tyler Freeman is playing fantastic baseball, I think Cleveland needs to get an upgrade in center field. I like Cleveland as is. Don't get me wrong. I think that they're a fantastic team. Obviously, defensively and offensively, they just work together perfectly. Their pitching staff right now, Tristan McKenzie's looking like a bit of a liability on the mound. So maybe they go out there and get another starting pitcher, but let's be honest, Cleveland year after year, they have pitchers that come up through their own system that are damn good. So I don't think Cleveland needs to look outside necessarily to go and get a starting pitcher, but I think they could use an upgrade in center field over Tyler Freeman. Kansas City though, to answer that question, I don't know, man. Kansas City's a weird one because they got a lot of those veteran starting pitchers on 1 year contracts. So you obviously want to kind of push the dice a little bit. But at the same time, I don't think a lot of people outside of myself and maybe a few other people thought that Kansas City was going to be a legitimate AL threat for making the playoffs. So I don't know if they're hamstrung by the fact that, hey, just getting into the playoffs is a nice little prize, air quotations around that. They got to make some moves, but I don't think they need to push the chips all in right now to see.
50 seconds left. What does Baltimore need to focus on to be able to overtake the Yankees? And I don't mean overtake them in the season or whatever, and I'm talking about in the playoffs. Or do they need anybody?
No, same thing. They're in the same boat. I think Cedric Mullins, unfortunately, he's kind of, well, he's not that 30-30 guy anymore, so I think they need an upgrade there. Another good, solid back-end bullpen guy, though. Craig Kimbrel, I get that he's settled down. He's 15 out of 18 on his save chances. I still think they need a legitimate, another left-handed reliever just to kind of offset their righties in Yennier Cano and Craig Kimbrel.
There you have it, Dirtbags. We'll be right back here with Nolan's final thought.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back to your bags, Noli. Time for your final thought.
Yeah, so obviously year after year for the past, what, 4 or 5 years since he was over in Washington, June has been Kyle Schwarber's month. Everybody can agree on that. The guy rakes in the month of June. He has now become the most efficient home run hitter in American League, National League history in the month of June. He's averaging a home run every 10.4 at-bats, moving ahead of Babe Ruth, who was 10.6 for the best June mark of all time. Kyle Schwarber, obviously everybody knows the month of June is yours. Just intentionally walk the guy for the whole month. That way he can't average a home run every 10 at-bats.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, you talk about a guy having that plan or whatever, and I don't know why pitchers fall into the trap with him or whatever, and that he's obviously looking for one pitch in one location, but he gets it, and he doesn't miss it. That's what's amazing about it. He doesn't miss it. So, absolutely. Pretty cool accolade for Kyle Schwarber to be mentioned with the Babes. So, absolutely, Dirtbags. That's what it's all about. We can't thank you enough, Nolan and myself, for listening, being a part of the nation, holding us to a higher standard of providing the best that we possibly can each and every week. If you're out there, you know we want you to get out there, get up, get after it, get dirty as a player, a parent, a coach. The worst thing, and I see it all the time, is we've gotten into a society where we're waiting for everybody else to validate our how good we are or stroke our back and everything else. Don't. Starts with you. It starts with you. It ends with you, and then the rest, whether they like you, they don't like you, it's irrelevant, really, at the end of the day. That's what you got to get back to. So, and that's what being a dirtbag is. You look in the mirror every day, you get up, and you hold yourself accountable on the field, at practice, in a game, off the field, with your family, with your friends. Be the best person possible that you can, because then people will automatically gravitate to you. There will be no ifs, ands, or buts about it. They will want to be hanging out with you because they know that you're accountable to yourself. You hold yourself to a higher standard. And that's what life should be. That's what baseball should be, because then good things, and you're deserving of good things, will happen. So, unfortunately, it is that time, no dirtbags. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, dirtbags. Stay tuned, because it's going to be a hell of a ride.